My dream was to really come in and be a part of this team and help with the mission. And if that was sitting kneecap to kneecap, one-on-one with people or with couples and helping guide or doing some video work or whatever, I was really open to it. And so to have this opportunity to be able to get on stage all across the country, go in and speak at corporate events, conventions, and functions has really been something that has been a lot of fun. And I'm enjoying absolute every moment of it.
Welcome to the Voices of Freedom podcast, where we sit down with the voices behind the scenes at Freedom 95. And now your host, Jeremy Butel.
Financial Peace Live is coming to Indianapolis May 6th at 6:30 Northview Church in Carmel, Indiana, featuring Ramsey personalities Chris Hogan and Anthony O'Neill. Tickets available now. Go to the events page at DaveRamsey.com or call 800-844-6934. We're pleased to have on the phone Chris Hogan from Ramsey headquarters. Chris, we had you here in Indianapolis about 2.5 years ago. We're very excited to bring you back to our city this spring. Thanks for joining the show.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to always come back. The people there are always excited, and it's such a fun time to be there.
Someone has been to a Total Money Makeover event through the years. Financial Peace Live now, it's taken the place of those events, but it's also been updated a little bit as well, correct?
It sure has. We've added in some additional information that will really help people in their journey toward financial kind of control and being able to make this one of the best financial years you've ever had. And so it's a lot of fun. We tell stories, we laugh. Anthony and I bring a lot of energy to the stage, and we're excited to come back.
You were here solo last time on the stage at Old National Center. This time you mentioned Anthony as well on the bill. What's working a stage with Anthony been like?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. I had a blast when I was there a few years ago. But what Anthony and I do, we kind of split it up and walk through the different baby steps and different sides. He is a dynamic young speaker, former youth pastor, and has been running around talking to colleges and high schools, talking to young people and talking to parents, too, about this whole student loan debt. And so he's got an interesting story that he's traveled and walked through himself. And so we bring a lot of fun and a lot of energy together. So we've had a lot of fun as we've toured around the country.
You've been with Dave Ramsey a little while. You've been on stage for a few years now as well. Now, I remember talking to somebody who attended your event last time who didn't know a lot about you going in, and honestly may or may not have been disappointed that Dave Ramsey wasn't coming. Cannot confirm. He said, Chris is an elite public speaker.
Oh, wow.
Is that something that has come naturally for you, or was that something that you had to grow into?
Well, that's an excellent compliment, and I can tell you, you know, almost 15 years here at this company with Dave Ramsey. Dave is my mentor. He's been an excellent guide and tutor for me in helping me grow that skill. But I've been speaking a while. You know, I've always either been in leadership positions or training, so I'm used to having conversations with people. And so moving to the stage, that's a different skill set, being able to tell stories and keep people connected. But it is a lot of fun. So I just look at it that I'm having a conversation with a lot of people. But my goal is to help encourage them, empower them, and educate them on this money stuff.
First time I ever met you was probably about 6 years ago at Ramsey affiliate events. And the first time we talked football. I know you played college football. I believe you were wearing a rather enormous national championship ring when I shook your hand that day. What from your football career has provided some kind of framework for your career as a public figure now?
I think, you know, I loved playing football back in the day and being a part of a team. Team sports have always been something I've loved, the opportunity to work collectively toward a unified goal. And so bringing that in and that teamwork mentality to the stage, working with our team, but also trying to connect with people out there to help them with their team, also known as their families. And so working together toward common goals, there's a lot of similarity between sports and finances. And so I think if people are encouraged and have the right kind of game plan, then they can get the results that they want.
After football, I believe you went into the banking world. How long have you been in that financial realm? And then what did your journey look like ending up as a Ramsey personality now?
Yeah, I did. After I played football, I went and got my master's degree and went into the banking world and spent, you know, literally almost about 15 years in that world before joining Dave's team. And as I came on here as a financial coach working with pro athletes, entertainers, and musicians, then coaching regular people as well. And so from there, in doing some of our events, really began to step in and do a little bit more until it morphed into me really doing this full time. And so it has been an absolute blast. I've been doing it for almost 11 years now and have absolutely loved the opportunity to educate and encourage people.
When you started with Dave, Ramsey personalities did not exist, as far as I know. You now have two best-selling books. You've got The Chris Hogan Show. You've got ChrisHogan360.com. You have a whole subset of the Dave Ramsey world. Was that, I mean, how big did you dream initially? Was that something that was on your mind?
Not at all. You know, my dream was to really come in and be a part of this team and help with the mission. And if that was sitting kneecap to kneecap, one-on-one with people or with couples and helping guide or doing some video work or whatever, I was really open to it. And so to have this opportunity to be able to get on stage all across the country, go in and speak at corporate events, conventions and functions has really been something that has been a lot of fun. And I'm enjoying absolute every moment of it.
2019 was a big year for you. Your second number one bestseller, Everyday Millionaires. You guys moved into a beautiful new headquarters in Tennessee. I know you are a focused, not finished kind of guy, but when you look back at 2019, what did it mean to you now as you move forward?
Well, it was another milestone year, you know, a great opportunity to put a book out that I was very passionate about to help people know the truth about being able to build wealth with Everyday Millionaires. But then the opportunity for us to all, as this company had grown, we were in multiple locations. And so to be able to all be under the same roof, the synergy has really grown. And so I'm very excited for it. We've got some amazing projects and products in store for the future and near future. And I'm excited to see how we can help people move further, faster. And that is a collective mission of all of us here at Ramsey Solutions.
The book, Everyday Millionaires, just over a year old now, I believe. So congratulations on that. Like I said,
thank you.
Number one bestseller. You toured that for a while. What has that, your first book was Retire Inspired. This was a completely different process, correct?
It really was. Retire Inspired was almost like me coaching people one-on-one. I wanted them to have a wake-up call about retirement and really understand some steps to take and some things to avoid. But with Everyday Millionaires, I sought out to do the largest study of millionaires that's ever been done. We talked to over 10,000 of them all across the country because I wanted to get to the truth. I wanted to find out, is the American dream still alive and is it still available? And so we really dug in to find out about those truths, bust some myths, but also share some amazing stories of people that have walked the process of building wealth over time.
Talking about the event coming to Indianapolis in May, Financial Peace Live, Chris Hogan, who is on the line with us, as well as Ramsey personality Anthony O'Neill. So you've got the Retire Inspired, the Everyday Millionaire books. Anthony has debt-free degree. How much of your specialties do you all bring into the FPL event?
Well, we really bring in the specialties from both of us. Mm-hmm. You know, Anthony has been working on this project of debt-free degree that has done very well. It was also a national bestseller last year in 2019. And I will bring in aspects about retirement. I will bring in aspects about the importance of investing and building wealth. But we're just working together to empower people. I want people to understand that where you are right now financially doesn't have to be where you end up. And it's all about the knowledge that you get and the actions that you take. And so we're going to walk through the entire plan, the baby steps of showing you how to get there at that event. And there's nothing more you need to buy or do. We're going to give you the information that night, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Freedom 95 listeners are probably used to hearing you by now, either hosting or co-hosting the Dave Ramsey Show. I've been wanting to ask you this for a long time. Dave has Better Than I Deserve. You have Focused and Not Finished, which in a way speaks for itself, but what does that mean to you?
Well, it means that I am myself very focused on what it is I want to achieve, and no matter of what I've done thus far, I'm just not finished. I've got more things to do, meaning I've got more people to help. I've got more people to encourage. Life is hard, and dealing with money can be frustrating and irritating if you don't have the right information. And so I'm very focused on getting this information to the hands of the people, hardworking men and women that are out there, and I'm definitely not finished trying. And so I'm always going to continue to do that, to push, to encourage people that better is available.
And then there's the Chris Hogan Show. New shows every week. Check out ChrisHogan360.com there. What are you learning on your show as you interact with people?
I am learning a lot. You know, we get callers in from age 19 up to age 80. And talking to people about this whole aspect of wealth building, taking the steps and encouraging them in the process and journey. And I get excited about the millennials that are calling in, that are telling me that, you know, gotten their debt paid off and they're starting to invest. And I get excited about Gen X and Gen Yers that are talking about the life changes that they're making so they can invest more. And then the baby boomers that are reaching that status, people that are hitting everyday millionaire status and calling in and sharing stories of how they're able to give like they never imagined. And it's just, it is exciting all the way around.
I've noticed you call people VIPs on your show. What's behind that?
Yes, sir. You do listen. I call them VIPs because we all know that stands for very important person. And all of the people that I talk to are very important people to me. And it means that we are sharing in this thing together. We're a community. And so I just get excited, and I want people to feel like very important people. I want them to know that their dreams need to be very important to them, and their goals have to be very important. And so we've got to do very important things, and that's take the right kind of actions. And we got to play offense in building our wealth, but we also have to play defense in making sure we stay allergic to debt and we don't take 5 minutes of crazy on a car lot and come home with a car payment. And so that's this process of just a mindset and a way of life.
Have you been a natural saver throughout your life?
No.
Yeah,
I am a natural spender.
Yeah, I heard you say that you've done your stupid in your day. Now, most of us know Dave Ramsey's story. What was your version of doing stupid?
Well, my stupid was credit cards and vehicles. And, you know, and I tell people that story at the event. I don't want them to think that I haven't been there. I have.
Yeah.
But I was able to learn and change some things. And I know if me, you know, a little Kentucky boy, if I can make the changes, that I know they can. And I want them to know, you know, we all can do some stupid with money. It's okay. You're not done yet. You've got an opportunity to make some changes. And those changes can begin at our event on May 6th in 2020.
That's awesome. I was at Ramsey headquarters in December visiting with a few people, and I was talking to Ken Coleman and Hank First, and they both spoke on the fact that really, no matter what you do inside that building, whether you're shipping books or graphic design or on stage or on a mic, that everybody, their main goal is to offer hope. And in the context of Chris Hogan and the Chris Hogan Show, what does that mean to you?
Well, it means that I'm trying to make sure I'm encouraging people. You know, hope is a big deal inside of this building, and we know we exist for the people that aren't here, and that's for all the people that are out there. And so I want to make sure that I'm encouraging people, giving them the right information, giving them some guidance, but most importantly, I'm cheering them on. I want them to know that I believe in them, that I know no matter what they've done in the past, they've got an opportunity for better. And that they've got somebody in me and then the rest of the VIPs that believe in them. And it has really grown, and I'm excited. I've got a Everyday Millionaire Facebook group that is around 100,000 people already.
Wow.
And there are people of all ages and stages that are in there encouraging each other, coaching each other. And it's just amazing to see this community continue to grow.
You've known Dave for a long, long time. What are some of the main things that you've picked up from being around him and then working in that culture every day? What can you say about what he's created there?
Oh, man, I tell you, you know, being with Dave for almost 15 years, I've had an opportunity to see this man and his growth in himself. And he is truly focused on making the difference in this nation. He is truly focused on empowering people. And he is working as hard now as he ever has. And to see it be able to grow, to see the message getting out there as we're helping people not only with the money stuff, but in leadership, helping young people with our foundations curriculum in high schools and middle schools, seeing the product of every dollar, the best budgeting tool on the planet, for it to be growing out there. I'm just amazed to see the continued growth, but also the continued hunger, the desire to keep pushing to do better because there's more people to serve.
We know that you are a family man. We know that you're a believer. What kinds of things do you want people to know about Chris Hogan before they come out to the event on May 6th?
Well, I want them to know they're coming to see somebody that has applied these principles in my own life. And, you know, with my three boys, that they matter to me, and I want those boys to have better. And so I knew I had to get my act together. I had to get more serious about money and really begin to walk a process. And so I want people to know they're coming to hear from someone that has done it, someone that firmly believes in it and wants to help coach them be able to do it for themselves and their family as well.
And then we talked about Anthony O'Neill as well on the stage with you that night. You mentioned a little bit about him, but he's got quite a story. What, because of where he's been, what does he bring to the table?
Well, Anthony has walked through some serious things in life. You know, he went through a period of homelessness. You know, he battled with student loan debt. And so he's walked this journey as well. And to see him and hear him tell his story of how he applied it and how he learned this information from his parents and began to apply it in his life and to see the turnaround, it's amazing to see. But it's also fantastic to hear. So I know he's encouraging young people and us working together. We're helping everyone understand that if he and I can do it, they can too.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Two bestsellers already. Your own show, Chris Hogan, 360.com for that. What kinds of things do you still dream?
Well, I dream about reaching more people, to be honest. And so I'm right now working along with my team, brainstorming the next product, the next book, or the next thing that we can do to help people. And so we have worked really, really hard in brainstorming and doing a lot of research to find out what else can we give people? What other tools can we give them? What other resources can we get in the hands of people to help them believe and achieve this journey faster? And so I'm excited for the things that are coming a little bit later this year, not just for me, but inside of the whole company. And I want people to really stay tuned. And they've got an opportunity, and they can always stay tuned with DaveRamsey.com or go to ChrisHogan360.com to keep their hands on the pulse.
Who are some other people you look up to outside of maybe the Ramsey circles?
Oh, there's a lot. I mean, I've had an opportunity to meet some incredible people in my life. Zig Ziglar, I got a chance to meet him many years ago a couple of times and spend some time with him. And Zig made an incredible impact on me in my life in college and just helping me in my mindset of positive thinking. Or Zig said, avoid the stinking thinking, the mm-hmm. negative. And so he was amazing. I look up to John Maxwell, who is the godfather of leadership and has done so many incredible books out there about talking about, as a leader, how do you work with people? How do you relate with people and make a connection? And then, of course, Dr. Henry Cloud, mm-hmm. who has written several bestsellers, one of the books, Boundaries, that he wrote with Dr. Townsend, but he also wrote another book called Necessary Endings. And he's talking about how you've got to end some stuff so you can begin some new things. And so those are just a few of the people that I look up to, but I'm constantly reading and learning. I think, you know, even as adults, we have to keep pushing ourselves to get more information, but also to apply it in our lives so it can help us to grow.
You seem like a guy who doesn't really enjoy a lot of downtime. If I had to guess that about you, what kind of things do you do to maybe to relax a little bit?
Yeah, I do enjoy some downtime. I'm busy, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But I love spending time with my boys. I love cooking. And so, you know, I have some adventures inside the kitchen. I share some of those on my Instagram. But I also like to get out and lose some golf balls every once in a while. I look like I'm good at golf, but I'm not. But I have fun hanging with friends.
I like that. The event is Financial Peace Live coming to Indy May 6th. Chris Hogan and Anthony O'Neill. Chris, obviously it's a family-friendly event. Why would you encourage somebody to bring their entire family?
Well, I think, you know, you're right. It is a family-friendly event, and there are so few events where you actually can bring the family. But to be able to come and learn about this money stuff, money is something we deal with our entire lives. And the sooner we learn how to do it the right way, the more results we can have. And so I want to encourage people, regardless of where you are, if you have a lot of debt and you've never known what to do and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, or if you're doing pretty well and you want to learn how to go faster, or maybe you're an everyday millionaire and you want to think about ways that you can help other people, this event is for you. I promise you, it's not a boring financial lecture. We're going to have a lot of fun, we're going to laugh, and we're going to tell stories, but you're going to learn the way to make yourself be able to have progress in this year.
Yeah, you were here in 2017. The room was electric. I'm looking forward to shaking your hand again. It's a Financial Peace Live, Indianapolis, May 6th at 6:30. Chris Hogan and Anthony O'Neill. Tickets are available now at the events page at DaveRamsey.com or 800-844-6934. Chris, we're very much looking forward to it.
Thank you, my friend. It's a pleasure to be with you, and make sure you see me.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You've been listening to the Voices of Freedom podcast on Freedom 95. For an audio archive, visit the podcast tab at freedom95.us.